Blog Talk Radio.
Good to be here today. Yesterday, I have to let you know, as usual, these sodomites do not want me to deliver the message of civilization. They want to turn all of us into sodomites. So let me just tell you right up front, okay? They're out there, and according to them, they own the world. And I'm here telling them, no, you don't own the world. You're a sodomite. Transform king like human being. That's what it is. Look at the amount of people you kill. The amount of indigenous people you kill. They first came on the scene. And it take all these years, you killing out these people. And you don't realize what you're doing. And you will never realize what you're doing because you're fucking asshole night and day. We are not in your culture. We came here to this land. You don't come here and tell us that it is your land. You fucking asshole, idiot. You are the retarded mind that the world refuse. Fucking asshole is not a thing of nature. You can't get it to your head yet. But you're civilized, right? You're civilized. Well, we are here to let you know. As long as it takes you to understand, you're going to find out. And then suddenly, you will never be around because the gods who set up civilization, they will not have your fucking ass nonsense forever. They're not going to do that. They created us. You want to tell us we were not created at any time, like you. You want us to be you. Yeah, I see that. The fuck, asshole. But we're not going to do that because we were not created like that. And how many people are so retarded, they don't know what I'm talking about. Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. And we are so retarded because of your, all of your stinking disease that you have as hate. Performing and behaving like, pastoring like you're a human being. You're not. White people are not human being for your own good understanding. If you need any, clearly you don't need any. Because you're out there talking about democracy. Democracy is not civilized anything. You don't know that. Democracy is not civilized stuff. And this is the retardation caused by your disease scattered all over the world. But the word is getting out now, though. The word is getting out. Because you cannot stand up and tell people how you come to talk. You can't defend yourself that you were not the same bipedal. You were the first bipedal. You can't defend against that. It's you. And you, did you talk? No. The World History Textbook did not say that. If you think cutting off my report from the program that, of course, you're taking my money every month. Every month. And you don't have the courtesy to, like, write me a letter and explain to me what your position is. You can't talk because you're fucking asshole. And indeed, you are talking now, but guess what? You can't talk to me. Cannot talk to me. And today, if you want to cut it off, you can do so too, because I'm letting it out. You know? And when it's supposed to come out, it will. And whatever is to come out will come out. Okay? We are not hominids. We are hybrid, the mixed one. That's what we are. And to give more clearly, I read this. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. You can't defend this, that your Pope, that you can't live under the zodiacal calendar either. You cannot. It offends you, right? And you couldn't make up your AD Anno Domini world with our solar calendar. You cannot. You can't live by it. You're tormented by the energy that the African people, indigenous people, the hybrid, they are cool with all of that, but not you. You write law 1220 AD. That's your law. And you don't see yet that kingship government is here with all those kings that rules for thousands and thousands of years. You cannot understand that. They have law that you are supposed to obey. No, you're not obeying it. And you used to obey it? Yes. You used to obey it. People don't know that. They just need to go into the World History textbook and they will find out. Yeah. That you're wrongly emulated the God's way of life. There was a time, of course, when you went through the transition, commence you talking? You remember that? You remember what the history, you can't hide it. You cannot hide that white people species. White people species came about 3.5 to 4 million years ago. That's what the World History textbook says. Okay? You couldn't talk. You didn't talk. For all that time, you develop in Africa. 100. Not 100. Catch myself. Yes. Yes, I think I was on the right track. 100,000 years ago, where were you? At the beginning of 100,000 years ago, where were the hominid Homo erectus? Where was this subgroup of the hominid 100,000 years ago? Where was that species? They are the ones abducted the Neanderthals, right? They abducted the Neanderthals. That was the first subgroup of the sapien species, right? And somewhere after that, the sapien again brought forth a second subgroup. That is the wise sapien. All the entire sapien group came about 250,000 years ago, right? When did the hominid came about? Millions of years before, in this World History textbook. When people are going to find out the truth in this World History textbook, you faggot white people, the queen and the president, the governors, and all of them will be taken somewhere by the gods. Yeah. Because what we call Christianity and all that is not even like bat flying out there. It's foolishness. Talking about Jesus begot a son is foolishness. And a whole bunch of people out there are today talking about, yes, I believe in Jesus, and those things don't exist as anything that was ever civilized. How did civilization come about when the beginning of the first creature walking upright is called bipedal, walking two legs, and that was 3 to 4 million years ago. It's you, it's your ancestors. You cannot change that. It's in the history. No, you're fighting hard to get away from your historical beginning and try to now adapt our beginning. Like, yeah, you just came about yesterday, 250,000 years ago. You didn't. You didn't because you want to duck the way you came on the planet and then push aside us that were created 200,000 years ago. That's what you're trying to do. But the gods send someone to see it, get you out of what you're doing. Go back to where you come from. And you will go back to where you come from. And the brazen lies that people have struggled over the years to find peace and happiness, they cannot find it because these sodomites that we see came up in the Bible, Genesis 19, how they go over to Lot's house and what they tried to do to Lot. And two visitors, male visitors came to is not that you they can say Lot was a sodomite. They can't say Lot was a sodomite. Because they don't even write that in the Bible. You, sodomites, did not write that in the Bible, like accuse Lot out of that. They probably would. But the fact is, they write their own character in the Bible in Genesis 19. You ever, look, you talking about at that time, they already use their disease to retard the African people. And that is what that's what making the trouble today. The African indigenous people, though they are the first human to walk the earth. I didn't say bipedal who first 3.5 million years or 4 million years ago, they were the first bipedal to walk the earth. Not human. Human came 250,000 years ago. That was millions of years after they first walk upright bipedal. These things are buried in the history textbook. And people fail to read it. So was I, until my eye was made open. Yeah. And because my eye opened, I am seeing exactly what you write in the Bible. I'm seeing exactly what you write in the World History textbook, where you are trying to transform yourself into real human being. But white people only look so much like human beings, right? They appear to like equally talk and equally resemble human beings. But they have too many of sodomite character to, you know, justify all of that being human being. They will never be human being. White people will never be human being. And though they have, you know, shoved the conviction thing down the African peoples, but you know what? We are spared from total chaos by the gods, who is still falling the showers of rain and keep a lot of life going for us still. Sodomite white people got to go. You're sodomite. And the history don't call for you at all. Europe has never been a civilized place. And that's why you honest, you honest lovers are seeing things upside down. You want to, dominate us and tell us that AD and Adamani is real. It cannot be real. It cannot be real. And, there are some people waiting out there, waiting to hear what I'm talking about, because they find that the world society is not, does not make a peaceful place. Because these folks, there's hardly any place on the planet right now that where the living people, the law-abiding people are safe. Because these faggots give them, they already, have the hybrid disease from 100,000 years. There's hardly anybody left on the planet Earth who don't have the disease that they let off all around the world. You see what I mean? And guess what? The retardation is so deep that you don't find anybody with any sense at all to critique or to explain and show that, we need to done away with this whole bunch of evil that we have masquerading like it is a government and all that kind of stuff. You don't have anybody. Well, here I am. I'm, blah, 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 talking, and I might not sound like a Harvard guy, or one of the other, noble universities, but I'm talking though, right? And I'm making some sense. And I know I am making some sense. And, it shouldn't be that able to say the things I'm saying. They are crippling. To who? Not to us. It's time of our liberation. When you sodomite, whether I know you won't like it, because establish yourself like you are the power of the world, and I'm here telling you, and I'm putting it into the mortar and beat it and bring out the dust of it. Everybody now will know. Have something which will, they don't need anybody else to tell them, because they will now get that little portion to give them what they need to understand everything that they need to know. These white people that decided they own everywhere, and I can just bring your attention to the history from where this whole thing of the species began. They were the first species called by different kind of names. However, it turns out that the hominid is the first species that is named in the world as a textbook. The primates, the monkey number one, and what the monkeys did to get some of our blood and they put their diseased blood into our bloodstream too. That's what they did. But the difference is they will not grow and be established like civilization. There is only one civilization. The gods, the Elohim, bring it here. And they are denying now where we are. They have tried, they have already destroyed, extinct our first subgroup. Our first subgroup that the wise sapien bring forth, these sodomites catch them and interbreed them for thousands of years until they look like human beings. That's what happened. Because you don't hear none of the other creatures that you may say near match to monkeys. You don't see none of them talking. I mean, you're close to coming maybe to talking parrot, but it's not in the class. You know what I mean? So, how long do you think we are going to be here under these faggots? Huh? Where they talk about, they have a secret service. And, you know, and these other service that they have, and African people just barely doing some little business for themselves or something like that. But, oh, they don't come close to being king. No, because they're too retarded. African people are too retarded. And they feel like because they are able to make a little money and things like that off of the democracy, they forget that they are coming from kingship. It's still in the record here that the people, our people of 100,000 years ago who started out to come into the Western world, they are the ones that was attacked. I imagine that there are others of us who never go through that, but eventually, through sexual transmission, it does not seem like there is any one of us that have not gotten what we call infestation. We pick up the bad blood as long as you're having sex, and you're all around the world at the rate people are having sex. Today, neither the Africans that never left Africa, because these sodomites go there and go do colonization in Africa. How do you think they get to do that? You know, I've wondered myself. How these something here go to Africa and Everywhere. So when I tell you that they pull off this thing, the Neanderthal, and kill them off, and then they turn on us. We who can talk, because we are further up than the Neanderthals. They didn't talk, but they were, you know, the best of humans. And these sodomites do that to them and turn on us. And here we are battling for our lives. But they have been so potent in what they do that they realize that they could like destroy our brain and give them opportunity to do anything they want to us. And here we have it. Here we have it. So they cut out everything that the gods set in place on earth for orderly society. That drives me to read a little fundamentals. See? A little of the fundamentals that take us to the irrefutables. You see, that when you talk about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, you understand it is these faggots that's causing the trouble on earth. And it doesn't matter what you see they are having some kind of meetings and get together, doing anything, because they don't know, they're not seeking no peace or nothing, these faggots, batty fuckers. They're not doing anything to bring the world to real civilization like it always was. Because remember, they didn't bring no civilization at all. They didn't bring a grain of peas to plant in the ground, these sodomites. But look at them today. They take everything and enrich themselves. Everything that the African people are, these sodomites, since they can talk and carry on, you forget it. The door is shut. That's where they are. And they know to bring everything, like the television network and all the kind of decoration and stuff like that. These faggots make it be like it's about them, the civilized faggots. Okay? That's what they do. And we're nowhere. We have no say-so. The only say-so we have is those who believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. But if any man is to be free from the two faggots in the Bible, the two faggots is God and Jesus. And you say, oh my God, he's blaspheming. Because that's what they make up to keep us dumb. You see, when we think that we are blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. What Holy Ghost? You ever read about any Holy Ghost ever read about any Holy Ghost in the BC era under polytheism? No. Don't read none of that. No. But the foundation from which civilization came, and for us to know what is civilization, is in our history, not in their Bible and them old bunch of disease literature that we are reading about Jesus and God. And it's just amazing that I grew up with that stuff. And that stuff is there to make all of us African develop a monkey attitude. You hear me? It is enough to make us monkey like them. You don't understand. But listen to me. If you are reading and you're keenly noticing chronological happenings in the world, you will find out something in what I am telling you. Because the time before these hominin bipedal, what was there? What was on the surface of this earth? Maybe some trees and maybe some kind of animals, maybe. But there was certainly no intelligence on the land. The bipedal came. These white people that you're seeing around here today, they're talking like they're human beings. You have to follow the transition to understand what happened. And best especially for your brain that is still retarded, you have to careful whatever you're learning from. Go into a well-presented world history textbook. You may find these sodomites do some things in there, but you bet you will be able to tell what is sound from what is rubbish. All right? Now, I'm telling you that they want to turn the world into their faggot way of life, you see. That's what they're trying to do. And the gods is determined that we can stop them. They know we can stop them. And the time is now. The time is now. Because these folks are nowhere near to set up a system in the world where, you know, it is, you know, it is all sealed around real good. Nobody cannot crack it. You don't need much of anything to crack what they do, because first of all, they make two characters in the Bible, a father and a son. As long as your brain begins to think something, you are going to come to this father and son. In a time where the world is turned upside down by sodomites, and you read about that in the Bible, men, you see them here in America, two men mesh with each other, link with each other. You can't get a better fit. But two men, like a man and a woman. You think about that. And they come here and they begin to like fashion our society gradually tame us to accept two men fucking each other. And that they reach a point where they get Obama to use the their sodomite Supreme Court. You think that is Supreme Court? Let's get the World History textbook and their constitution and see what happens. Go to real Sumerian history and see, and you even Google and see what is the first country of civilization? It's Africa. It's no place else. And I want to tell you, you read on some more and you find out that Europe don't come in anywhere as civilized. Neither these white people that, you see, the reason why they do all the kind of stuff is to come under our government and behave like it is not our government. They make up something. It's simply because we don't get to really come to the place of contention yet. But it is brewing that these sodomites, as much as they try to duck, It makes it easier for them to expose. Once the lid come off the drum, you see what I mean? They are not on anything to save them into the position that they said they're holding. They are faggots. Anything a faggot is never civilized. All that they are decorating and carrying on, the gods is laughing at them because they know exactly where it ends. So I said to you, when the Pope is so exposed, you know, they talk about, when I come to, like, quite a few years ago now, when things begin to like bubble up and I'm seeing things. But long before I get to conclude that, you know, this church thing is not good. But then I see some things that I believe, you know, and didn't strike them off what my belief is. And this one is, the Pope is the vicar of Christ. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Christian, am I talking about European? Europeans, they create this insect of Jesus. Because Jesus' character is nothing more than an insect. And an insect that don't even, you know, don't have living character. But, you know, but computers like something we know without some life and no good. Insect. You know, their disease that they have. The Pope is a likened to disease. Because look at what they have done to us over the past 2,000 years. That this Pope is saying, John Paul II, he's saying that he wants to apologize for things that they have done to us over the past 2,000 years. Now, that don't wake us up because we are, our brain is what I call it, retarded. All these things that we know about this and what they do, they make laws and use it to kill us, and there is no other government on planet Earth to defend us against them. One, these criminals, they have their own system like it is a civilized system. And nobody is, these guys will kill to the last one of us indigenous people. They will kill us all out because the Chinese ain't coming to our rescue. King Jianong not coming because all of them was compared. I mean to say, a while back in the past, talking about at the end of the BC era, okay, the end of the Bronze Age, things were winding down to where we would not have a government to protect us. But that these fucking white, honest, evil demons, they would take over control. And that's what is going on right now. These sodomites have taken over control, and we are not, those of us who are seeing anything, don't have nothing else but to just see it. Time we decide to take up the ammunitions. In our civilization, they are done. Anytime we get there, all right, do I get there? Now, if they can refute what I am saying, well, we don't get there yet. But I know for sure, whenever we get the full sense of what has happened on our planet, what has happened to our ancestors, it will be all there is to say. And these fucking assholes will find out that this world is not for them. Not on the level on which they say they are and ruling. It will be demolished. They will be demolished because civilization created human being, not hominids. They are their own species, and right now they're trying hard. What I'm saying here now is beginning to block them, to back up. Don't come forward, because if you come forward, it's a different type of atmosphere you're creating, not favorable to them. Because they were not created 200,000 years ago, but they're trying to bring it in. Like, they're the one who were created 2,000 years ago. They're trying to do all of that because we are so retarded. You don't see none of us is saying anything. And those of us who are eloquent and learned enough will not say anything because you're afraid of them. And when you're afraid of them, it means there's a lot wrong with you. And you will see a lot of things that are wrong and you can't say it because guess what? Your cup not full. Your cup is not full. You see? So you have to go along with the system. I stop go along with the system and not to every dot of the I and cross the T, because they make it difficult for us to like live our lives the way we are supposed to live it. So some of the things that we are actually using, these people have wrongly taken up our place in life, our civilized place, and behaving like, oh, they are civilized just like us. You wait until we get to this point, and you're going to see a lot of sparks fly. A lot of sparks fly. So they can go on now, turn off my program, and you notice, I'm cool. I am cool, and I can only do my time of purging and move on until, you know, time materialize what is to be done. But these white people gotta go. When we open our eye and know these people follow us, these white people follow us, because all of us were in Africa. 100,000 years ago, I mean, a lot of us begin to come to the Western world. There was nobody in this Western world when we came here. So we are like 50,000 years and more in the Western world. You see what I mean? And they are now saying that they are the one who, with their AD and a dominant system, rule the Western world. They never come here. They who were they? They were in Europe. They were in Europe before we started to leave Africa. Why they didn't come to the Western world? Why did not these batty fuckers come to the Western world? No, they didn't, because what? First of all, they couldn't talk. They didn't know anything civilized. I'm bringing it to you in the World History textbook, and everything that they do in the World History textbook that start Christianity and start and show you where they practice and do all the things in order to be on their own and what happened. In the World History textbook, these white people must go about their business, go fuck their asshole wherever they want. Get off our territory. You don't see? Get up. So I was telling you, fundamental knowledge that we don't know, that are giving them leverage against us. If they didn't begin to talk before us, and they were millions of years before us, if you're listening to what I'm saying, how did we come to talk? Did we get talking from white people? No. The evidence is here. They are the first bipedal, the first hominids, okay? The first primates, first monkeys. Okay, they are the first. All right. We don't get nothing from them. They didn't have hashish. Well, maybe they have hashish because they could light a fire. But apart from lighting fire to make them warm in the colder places and make stone tools, don't know anything about civilization. when they go through the process of using their bad blood, their diseases on us, here we are today. If you look good, you will find out that our action will show you that we are still far into our brain retardation. We are still retarded badly, because here we believe into Christmas and Easter. Christmas and Easter, we don't know anything about in our culture. So these faggots have us going against our own culture, that in the world is a textbook, that's not where we are supposed to go. But they come in and begin to bend us into being faggots. These white people you see there, and all the churches that you see, they make up all over the place, and they make up enough of these old bunch of rubbish for us to join them. Billy Graham is drawing you to worship Christ. And so we don't know anything about our primary beginning. We don't know it. And when the time comes that we begin to see something, it becomes difficult. Until if you decide to like be serious about getting to know, then that will mark a good beginning. And you're not going to have it all that easy. You're going to have it justified, but not easy, because you will have to put out some effort to get this old nonsense of these white people outside of your thinking. And you're not in any kind of way fanatic. It's easy to become fanatic. But to know the truth that is written in the book, you will have to be serious about that. All right. So I'm going to read you a little of that. Right here, that tells us a source coming from an author, Zachariah Sitchin. And this is about Genesis Revisited. It is so that this author, the Rite Sumerian, is taking on these Sodomite Christian Bible, right? The Bible is such a dirty, dirty book, except a few pages in the Old Testament. So if you see what I'm trying to say to you. This author realizes that the Christian Bible by the Sodomite Europeans is so uncivilized that he decided to use the earliest Hebrew language. And is not every Hebrew edition you see out there real Hebrews? Okay? Because they decide to emulate the right thing to confuse. And they have been confusing our people with their false Hebrews. When they tell you it's Hebrews, it's phony Hebrews. Just like they used to say the African people are Jews and Jesus was Jews. Remember that? Today, you are able to see that these white people no longer, as a matter of fact, we don't rule Palestine anymore. And why? They write the narrative of how they come to America. You see what I mean? And then they wrote what they did in Palestine. And then if you're reading and you understand, you will see how they kill our people there and what they say they were, what they are doing to come to into America. And they write everything, and if you have good sense, you will find out that, okay, 2,000 years now, and they call themselves Jews. They no longer call the African people Jews. And the Jesus that they say were a Jews cannot be found. All right? Jesus said he would return, you know, St. Matthew 24th, right? He doesn't come back yet. Jesus will never come back because he did not, the character never exists at all. The character is for sure, when you check it out, there is no reality in what Jesus say about his mission. And you can't find anything Jesus say as something was said by a real character. So this is where we are stuck, like we are glued to these old bunch of foolishness that they write in the Bible. And if we are not about to read to understand where things are coming from, we will always believe these things. And like somebody told me today, I said, I believe in Jesus. I said, I know you believe in Jesus. And ask them a couple questions, if they even want to even entertain what I am asking them. So what I'm trying to tell you is, since I begin to read the history and find out the distinction between what the Bible is saying and the narrative in our real history, you can see everything around you. You can identify everything you're reading everything that you read in the history, it is for real. You know, it is for real. And therefore, there is justification in what I am reading now. Yes, there is justification. You have to make effort to get it straight. And that's the only thing that is there. All you want is justification, and you put in the effort to learn. All right. And so, I'm going to read some of the primary things that we need to know. All right. Okay. I will be in a moment, and I will finish this portion of what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Now, I want to just I want to play a little of Aquarius, and I'll be right back. Okay. Now, today the world is full of cockroach, so that what you hear from the church, like ministers, you know, is like what the fowls, you know, let go on the ground. It's filth. What you're hearing about church is filth. It's not civilized stuff, right? And that's what these white people want us to believe. It's filth that they create, because I'm telling you, that don't come from human product. When you hear this that I'm going to read to you, it's up to you to refine whatever you are hearing and to sever what is nonsense from what make really sense to you. When the fact that there was no civilization until the gods came, this is what this is talking about. And when you read history, you read and find out what was here coming along chronologically in time and what brought us to where we are. I'm going to tell you now. 445,000 years ago, the gods came to Earth, provide all the amenities that goes to civilization. It doesn't come from any place else. So when you hear these church people with Bible and things that talk, you know that's not civilization stuff. All right, let me go on with this. So this is the book, Genesis Revisited. And this is chapter 10. Listen to this. When wisdom was lowered from heaven, the Sumerian king lived. A record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically. That is from the Sumerian king list. And Sumerians, remember, it is the beginning of the human people. The Sumerian. That's where the civilized knowledge of the gods, when they went into South Africa, that is where the big project of the Elohims, where they created us. All right, so moving out now to Mesopotamia in Sumeria, it is telling us that this is the central place that began to develop human being education. So that's why it's telling us when wisdom was lowered from heaven. Of course, it was thousands of years before that the gods had came to earth. Well, I just told you, 445,000 years ago. Okay? So it is telling you where our education on the human level, where it began. So it tells you the Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divided prehistory and history. So it's like prehistory, the Sumerian, a record of history, and let's say the world history textbook as history. Right? So this is what the author is setting out for us. Divided history and prehistory into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge. You know about the flood. Like about 11,000 to 12,000 years ago. Yes, before You know, we are getting history that what happened before the flood and after. Then what transpired after the deluge, the flood? One was the time when the Anunnaki gods and then their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. There was no ruling going on the earth before. Like I tell you, civilization did not come until these beings come to earth. They are not spirit beings. They are actually physical beings that are higher than the mankind that they create. Because at that point, only these sodomites were up in Europe. We don't have a history of them creating anything civilized. That is something very crucial for us to know. Because if we don't know that, they come and corrupt things and corrupt our civilization. And if we don't know the source of fact, we will follow them and the church that they make up. You will want to go there because you don't know anything better. This is what makes us know who we are, and it's up to you. So it goes on to tell you how civilized rule first came on the earth. These white people that you see them, all of what they're talking about, they got it from us. Wrong emulation, and call it AD Anadomini, right? Why, when I see the reality of what we have and what they are doing, I realize that, you know, we are wasting time. And the more we get to know is the more that things will come back to what it was many years ago. Really. Because if we begin to behave ourselves, stop going to them church. Because them church tool that they've been using to killing us and destroy us from long ago. And now we don't really get a good sense of what they really are because they confuse us. And our brain is so confused too. Now, I can't deny that my brain has been confused and now I'm getting over it. So it goes on. This will guide us in the way that is real, that is true, okay, and get rid of our retardation. Now, as you can see, this is about kingship, and it comes from the heaven, the Nibiru place, right? And if they did not create us, I wouldn't be here talking 200,000 years ago. I wouldn't be here talking because these people, they carried their own labor force here, and all the technological people to continue their mission on earth. They didn't really want us. If they didn't run into wanting workers, not their own people who get tired of it, they want to have creatures. And so it is that these creatures, they are scientists. They are all the science on earth here today. You read about Enoch and the science and how, and they take him from earth and take them up to Nibiru and teach him the science. And he comes back and taught his three sons, and that's how priesthood come in. Not these faggots talking about Pope and Vicar of Christ. Yeah, it is Vicar of whatever Christ is, because Christ is just a character, a sodomite, that 12 disciple leaning up on his shoulder. You know, you want to be a part of those kind of stuff, that's when you don't know civilized creation in Africa. So it goes on to say here that it says, in both instances, the institution of an organized society, orderly government, you hear? Orderly society, orderly government tells you it's kingship, the name is. Nothing else on earth is government but what I'm reading to you. These faggots must go. These faggots must go. All of what you see they have as wealth, all the riches these white people have, it's not theirs. It is just not theirs. They had wealth, it would show 3.5 million years worth. They don't have nothing. Okay? And you can look right now, just as I told you, when they come and began to invade and seize what we have in Palestine, why they come behind us, follow us to the Western world. They didn't want to come here before because they didn't know how to come here. When we are here, they come. They come and begin to take away what we have. What did they have? Nothing. And they would want to tell you when they come to America what they had. They had, look, they had their faggot selves and fucking each other's asshole. That's what they knew. And they want to come now and make us think that, oh, they were wealthy. No. What I'm trying to tell you, we must stand fast on the truth and kick them out. Kick them out. Don't go to their church. Don't participate into their voting. You see what is happening unto them? They are falling on their head right now, and the gods walking in and kick them out. You watch. So it goes on to say, if you want a better instruction than what I am reading, well, I am not with you over there, because this is what makes sense. After many years, I am in church and, of course, didn't get anywhere with it. But this does in everything that I see around me. All right. So it goes on to say it is kingship. It is government of kingship. And right here, I have in manuscript written by several researchers that tells us that we have kingship. You see what I mean? Governmental work, by kingship system. We have kingship system in America. And you have around the world where our people go, we have kingship system. And these faggots come and destroy it. That didn't destroy the kingship, but those who were administrating it. You see, until we don't have our laws being implemented, it's there as civilization, but these faggots come and decide they're going to make up their own. You know, 3.5-4 million years, they didn't make up a letter. Not even a letter. So it's simple because we don't know, and we cannot, you know, like, argue over these people. We don't know where to start. But if we know where to start, we know where to mingle it. We know we are to end it. These fucking assholes, you know, they don't know what is hanging over their head, but they are finding out. They are finding out, and they don't have enough sense to run our government, and we don't want them around. You see what I mean? Leave our wealth right where they find it and go back to where they weren't wearing clothes, because they did not wear clothes 100,000 years ago. These, you know, I mean, monkeys. Go back to their monkey state. Don't come and try to take away our humanity from us, practicing on us. No, don't practice on us, you dirty fucking dog fucking man and your hominid woman fucking. Leave us alone. You don't know what you're playing with. Leave us alone. They don't belong to us. We don't even want to see these people's shadow. Okay? Now, I'm telling you, it is saying here, kingship, right? We have orderly government, orderly about the government of these sodomites all over the world. Them stealing from us all over the world and killing us and just pretending like they are somebody. They are nobody at all. Kingship was stated to have been lowered from heaven. This kingship system, you see, it came with them, you see. And after they rule, we are in succession and we are to be ruling now. Are we ruling now? No, we're not. And for a time, you see, until these people show their stinking disease on us and affect our brain. And it is here, you know, well illustrated. I mean, you know, I'm not a brilliant guy, but at least I can show you and prove it. And so it goes on that This is the kingship. Roman kingship was stated to have been lowered from heaven, the emulation on earth. When they came and begin to operate the kingship government, it was an emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. Right. When they left Earth, they left this government with us. Okay? As what? We were given succession, right, to rule government on Earth. It is for us, civilized creation that the gods made in Africa, solely what these faggots are doing here, what these white people faggots are doing here. They won't go unless we take up our place. But as long as you go into the church and sing gospel songs and all them kind of thing, the Jesus who don't exist none at all, we are confused. We are beaten down. We don't worth anything because we are under these dog fucking, what you call it, church people. And that's the only place we know to go. All right. Listen. I hope you heard enough. Okay? Enough for you to think about. You have a government. I'm not going to read anymore right now because I tell you pointed things for you to think about and go and find you a study thing so you can get your mind together and bless your soul. These people that we are following are murderers and thieves. Okay? They're murderers and thieves because that's all they have done. They didn't learn to read for 3 to 4 million years. They couldn't read. They had nothing. And we got into a bad position because, you know, if I didn't wake up out of my sleep and, you know, not reading what I understand, you know, I would still be where, you know, if I'm alive or anything like that. But what we are supposed to know is what happened. You know, what brought us about? What brought these faggots about? You don't let them take our place. They don't take our place. It's not for them. We are the only creation throughout the history that we have. We, and they are trying because they realize that our brain is not functioning. We don't have what it takes to overthrow them. But now, you know, and they never favor us reading anyway. You know that. They don't want us to read. Imagine, look at them who don't want us to read. All right. Now, you want to tell me, I'm here talking the truth. I'm not doing anything to them. But according to them, I'm doing something to them because I'm talking something that they don't want to hear us talk about. Because they intend to be here, fucking asshole. And, you know, and hopefully pretty soon all of us will take on sodomy. That's what they want. Well, look, if you don't see anything in what I'm saying, I'm not going to be able to convince you about anything. Because I'm telling you something, not asking you to believe it or nothing like that. Look with your own conscience. All right. So I am going to read to you and show you that all around the world where they spread the church and all this kind of stuff is monkey baboon stuff. You see him. All those fancy buildings and stuff that you see out there. Yeah, these fucking honors, you know, we don't know what they know. So therefore, they do what they want to do. Right? I'm telling you now, the way to kick them out is to know the truth. And the truth that they can muddy up. Right? Listen, why hominid undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system? You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I didn't know what I was about to read. At some point, I have dealt with this information, but as far as knowing that my show is about this, I didn't pay any attention. I just put it up, and I didn't know. And I'm talking to you about the kingship, and I didn't know it was in front of me. Because I was reading from Zechariah, Genesis Revisited. And now, this is the headline, and this is what I find. About the hominid who undermine, because I take this from a writing that is called ANS 2017. This is when this was written, preceding by who is this? I think, yeah, they're giving you the name of the people who wrote this document. And this is history, my friend, of what has been done in America to the African people. All right? This is exactly what they did. I'm asking the question, why the hominid. We call them white people or call them all kind of stuff. But that's not their proper ID. White, what we call white people are hominids. But they don't want us to identify them. So they call themselves like, I forget what them call themselves. It's something like, I'm not with their name right now, so I can pull it up off my computer. But they are all kinds of names. But you can only identify a person in a universal sense by citing their species. You have to cite them by their species. Otherwise, you don't know them. You do not know them. And on the level on which I am talking, you can tell me that you're Chinese, you can tell me that you're Indian, you can tell me all kind of different things, but none of those don't represent your ID, because not unless I'm looking at you while talking to you, you can tell me that you're anything at all. And it's not true. But if you tell me that you're Chinese, I will know what your species really is. Right? When you see white people and they tell you that they are Europeans or they are American, that's not them. You know, if they say you're black or you're white, and they say they're white, that's not their ID. You know, their ID is hominid. They are hominid. You know, and what kind of hominid are they? Apes, primates. That's what they are. But now they turn everything around. We turn fool. We have lost our own identity as sapiens. You see, we have lost our identity. But that's what they are killing us for, is our identity. See, they leave Europe that don't have no civilized identity. And they want to come to America, and everywhere around the planet, they are coming there to take over our identity. That's what these, you know, I wish I could say some of the things that fit describing these faggots, homosexual. That's good ID, sub-ID, you know? But when these people are taking up what belongs to us and say it's theirs and America is their country, now that's hurt to the bone. It hurts to the bone because they are fucking ass people pretending that they are like humans, male and female marrying. But see, they couldn't hold out long enough. You know, they couldn't hold out long enough. They come when they think that we accept them enough and begin to, like, make laws to marry man and woman. So now they are making us like them. And that proves to me that's what they are after. It's not saving your soul. It's not about Jesus that don't exist, that they are fooling us, but that this fucking Pope is a vicar of Christ. When you know that, that is telling you that, look, get away from these fucking honest, fucking loving hominids. Get away from them. You see, because there is the truth. They're telling you they are not humans like you. They are killing you out. You, the humans, that's what they're doing. All right. And I'm telling you why They're doing it. They come from Europe with the intent. Okay? So they are hiding the fact as to why they began to talk. What did they do? They are hiding all of that. You see what I mean? And make up for democracy. Democracy is not a civilized thing. But you have our people now talking about democracy like democracy is a civilization. It don't correspond with our identity. We are sapien, and it is the sapien they want to take on completely for themselves. Let these fucking idiots go about their business. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. The currency that they have is not their currency, and it's bogus ID that they give the currency that they have. All these wonderful things that belong to us, they take it and poison it up with their own foolishness. Currency is not them, because they are using AD and Adamany to represent our currency. It's not theirs. It is not theirs. I wonder, do they have me still going? They probably cut off my thing. And it would be like 2 days in a row they do it. You see? These faggots, they didn't know the day would come that they would be called by their, subtitle. Faggots. Yeah. And think that we would respect them forevermore. It's not true. It's not true, because sodomites don't have human respect. And they want not us to call them human beings. That's what they want. But it's not true. Here is telling us exactly where we come from. And they are far apart from us. They are millions of years ahead of us. And here they're trying to, like, you know, to sniff out our life out of our bodies. That's what they're doing. These people are not humans, okay? Get away from them. They don't belong in our territory. They are here talking to us like America is really their land. And nobody's saying, but wait a minute now. You know, what is your species? They're not coming back to you. If you ask them for their species, they're not coming back to you. Them run. You see what I mean? So they are hiding under a lot of cover, and all we need to do is just capsize them. In addition, so the question is asked, why they undermine? They come where we are and undermining us, and we must be afraid of them while they are morphing in our ID and call themselves us and making us them. That's what these buggers, these idiots come with, and making bogus law that they can kill us and nobody cannot say anything. And that is over with right now. None of us is supposed to go in their courthouse and have them pass sentence on us, and there is nobody to defend you. They can use their law to defend us. We are not supposed to be going into anywhere that is AD and Adamany. That's what I'm saying. We have our law. This is what I'm trying to tell you. We have a government, and they, in order for us not to know that we have a government, that's why they use their disease and kill us. And before we die, we turn fool. Hey, hello. I will be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now listen, we have a very, very serious situation, whereas the worst case you can ever know is that in the world that had no civilization, the first time civilization came, it was the Elohim gods. And if you want to deny that the Elohim gods came to earth and perform a gold mine a mission, a gold mine mission, if you want to deny that it happened, it's your own negative. Because nobody in their right mind will do that, right? But these white people don't want that to be the focus of the world, where such a thing happened. They don't want that. They want everything to happen for their sodomite glory. All right. Now, the government that is set up on earth, it's government for just the people of civilization. How have we become so spoiled that we don't know anything about it? And we are following these sodomite white people who find out about us and decide to throw their disease in our brain. So we don't know. That's why we don't know. We don't know that we have a government. And if you've ever read anything now about it, you don't understand it either. Now, commonly in America, where they come emulate our civilized way of life. Now, they got us out the door. And they are inside because we have their disease all over us, all around the world. And they now said they can call our type of government a D and a Domini. And making up, because we are retarded and we don't know, are able to bring about what I call Cleave bubble system. They're making up a system with false, intangible, and tangible, ideas. That's what they do. And now we don't know whether it's right or wrong. Because every day we are investing our effort into white people and what they do, because we think now Jesus Christ came and died for our sin because Adam and Eve did sin. There is no place in the Bible that tells you that Adam and Eve sinned. These people are writing propaganda. Don't have a government. How do they now come and begin to run a government on top of kingship government? You tell me. You tell me. The civilized government that come the first time, we have these sodomites come here, invade us, and after a while, they begin to talk about AD Anno Domini, 1220 AD Anno Domini, where their fucking ass Pope creates AD Anno Domini, Christmas and Easter. They do that! Do you understand? They do that! That's what we are in! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I am talking about. These folks got us following anything they want, the way of life that they want, the new world that they want, to fuck Batty. I say to fuck Batty. That's what they want African people to do. Oprah Winfrey is out there. She's not going to come up and tell you this. If she ever hear on the radio, Oprah Winfrey is going to be in a lot of trouble. Yes, she will be in a lot of trouble because money cannot let anybody off of such a deterioration. Oprah she make money, she's a millionaire. She have the respect of people who believe in the white man Christmas and Easter. That's where Oprah is. And I bet you, I don't think she know any better. But where we come from, that's where we have to go. And it's not democracy. Okay? So, what I'm trying to tell you, we have to unload. You have a guy with a song, talk about unpack. Unpack. African people must unpack. Because we have a government, and this faggot is telling us, no, it's AD Anno Domini. You're not reading. You're not reading. You're not knowing the truth. And they are going to do a lot of farting when they realize that what they have is shaken down and, and the dust fly away off of it. Because we are not in white people's faggot land. Okay, we are where we're supposed to be, and they come here and tell us it's theirs. Oh, when are we going to tell them? No, that's not true. When? When? You are in the church like Dr. Martin Luther King. You are in the church, Baptist, pure Baptist. Look, if you read your history, we don't have none of that. So it shows that all of us, that over the 100,000 years, we are so retarded. By now, we don't know. We do not know, because none of us is talking about and shaping ourselves in a way to get away from these faggots and say, no, you need to get out. No, we are inviting them. We're marrying to them and all that kind of stuff. You see what I mean? But look,
civilization is not AD and Adamani. And there is no compromising here. Listen, you don't know if they are human being and you are marrying to them. You're marrying to into a species that kill human being and marry human being. that's what you're doing. And behaving like everything is all right. No, everything is not all right. It's not all right. Because the treatment of the weather system on people on the ground, you know, it could not be that the God of the Bible is really watching over anybody. Right? It cannot be. So, if we don't learn the truth and get results from our gods, well, we're going to follow these faggots that in the Bible, there is no provision to save anybody. What they're talking about, Jesus in Matthew 27, talk about the time will come and stuff like that. Those things are not true. They're just not true. When we think that is ultimate information, no, it don't even have you. You know, ultimate. No, these people are talking shit. White people, for the gospel, St. Paul never exists at all. And all these things that we are preaching and all over the world are not true. Okay? Now, if somebody would call me, if somebody would call me and let's say, let's have a talk. That would be nice. But nobody don't want to come into this because what I'm saying is it is a fact. They're talking about Constitution. You know, from when I'm writing and asking people with, you know, good intellect to tell me the process by which the United States Constitution exists. Nobody apparently heard me because nobody will touch it. I read some history. I read some law. And so when I know that there is kingship government and see where our society is going, I know it can't be true that there is a legitimate constitution for America. These U.S. dogs and sorcerers that come here and kill off our people, they have made up their own thing because we are retarded and over time go back to 6.5. No, it is 509 BC when they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy. Nobody at all show up to resolve the problem. And they began to say they are running government over like about almost say 500-600 years. And nobody troubled them. Nobody troubled these faggots that are masquerading like they are Romans for real. Yeah, nobody don't pay no attention to that. And they're out there carrying on all kind of things. And when I, as a lone voice, would ask and touch the button, nobody's coming back to me because guess what? They feel like a hurricane or EF Tornado 5 is coming after them. Nobody will touch it. These people, what they are doing here, I'm telling you that they are fucking ass idiots, these white folks. and they are from a species that don't belong anywhere around our places, but they throw their piss on our brain. Your stinking disease. They do. And they're still doing it now in all kind of different ways. And we don't have anybody here saying anything. Where's Colin Powell? I guess he's dead now. But they all follow the beasts. These beasts. These monkey beasts. White people. Okay? Nobody wants to pay attention to what I'm saying. But it is the truth. No matter what you're going to do. Yeah. It is the truth. There is no legitimate constitution, civilized constitution in America. There is none. There is none, I say. And you don't have any of anybody in America to show something rebunking, debunking. Yeah, debunking what I say. So let me finish what I started here. Remember what the headline is? Why hominids? Mean all of them. On the mind when they come to America, what they began to do to us. Because remember, when they came to America, you know, everybody that we have that come to the Western world, we suffer from our ancestors were coming to the Western world and didn't know that they were infected with the white people nasty blood, a whole bunch of disease. So when they came here, they were well armed to deal with a crowd that is bigger than theirs. You see, we have always from in Africa the bigger number. These folks, they are, you know, you don't see monkey breed up like, you know, like humans. No, you don't. They, you know, they may breed a bit, but they don't breed up like human beings. So they come out from ape, hominid. These white people, you wonder why they're white. You know, I mean, they're white for a reason. Right? They are not created by the Elohim. And we need to understand that and get out of these kind of what they call, it's not really Babylon, because Babylon is a legitimate place, you see? And it's not right to come out of Babylon, because Babylon is not Caucasian. It's not a Caucasian place. You see, they go there and invade Babylon, the Sodomites. They have been invading our territories for a long time, you know. And the gods left us with them that we would straighten out the problem. And the gods, they are looking forward to see us make a show as to whether or not we going to go extinct by these faggots, or will we come around? Will we bounce back? They expect us to bounce back. I mean, with a lot of force, psychological force. I don't mean with some bomb and all that. No, no, not that. Because the gods, Ninurta, and those gods, they are good at
blasting up anything they want. But they want to see us use our intellect and get these, you know, these hominid apes, get them out with just the fact that come from our mouth. Yeah, that's what we are to use. They don't have no tactic except what them learn from us to fight war. They learn to fight war and take our military and go off with it, and known as American war machine or something like that. Yeah, they are the greatest. But you don't know, where they're coming from. So you have to look on them with regard. But when you read the history, and you know, you have to come and kick them out, really. Kick them out. And that's what I am doing. Kick them out. And I'm telling you the truth. Follow the truth. We all must kick them out. And I don't say with your foot either. You know, no boot kicking anybody. You must know the truth, and you will see that what I tell you about the truth is mightier than anything that those people can use as bombs, because they can bomb up themselves. But use the truth on them the right way, considering that we were down and they think we are down and out, and it don't happen, right, my friends? It will be easy to do if we are able to see where we're coming from and know the truth and know to carry yourself. And when you're praying to the Lord to be on your side and stuff like that, the Lord the Lord will never be on any of us side if we don't know the truth and do the right thing. They will never pity us in anything. They will care for those of us who decide to like go straight ahead and do the job. And of course, what is it costing us to do the job? It's to learn the truth. These white people, they want the world that the God set up, a civilized world, to become one of sodomy. That's what they want. And now I am telling you that we have a government that they can't come here and talk about they have AD and Adam and 1220 to kill us, take away what we have, and do whatever they want to do to us. And all their aim and objective is to make law, to make two men fuck each other, and all the rest of it. That's all they're about. Why do you think they come here, and everywhere we go, they come there? They wouldn't. This is not just a casual, invasion or not like that, or visit. No, they come here to defile our species. That's what they are doing with the Bible and Christianity. That is it. Why would they kill some of us? They kill the Neanderthals. Nobody's not talking about that. That's our subspecies, brother, right there. And they do it, and none of us is paying that any attention because we are retarded. You can't tell me anything else but the fact that reveals that we are a retarded people since 100,000 years ago. Right? So that come here and walk all over us and kill as many of us, take everything away from us. You don't even have a place to plant a hut. Yeah. And they make it seem so natural. Hey, Lord of mercy. Yeah, they make all the fashionable things for us to enjoy ourselves. And I am saying, get out, you fucking stinking ass old white hominid species. Get away from us. Get out. It goes on, why hominid undermine and call some of us the Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Why do they do a lot of things to destroy our ways of life? The very ways of life, they kill and poison and throw all of their indecent things and the stuff that we use to live. That's how much they want to kill us out. And we don't say anything. If we say anything, we say it and go about our business and that's it. We have no action. We don't have any thought, any intangible to put a tangible solution to it. We don't have none of that, right? Now, in addition to the deadly impact of diseases, wars, and genocide, Tan has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States, they call it, were removed, relocated, dispersed, disconnected, or forced to migrate least once after contact with Europeans or Americans, them call themselves. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of the Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. Moreover, such removal and relocation destroyed indigenous people's ways of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating results on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches, their churches, and their governments to undermine. You hear now? That was my headline, right? Yes, they are using what they call their Baptist and whatnot churches. They use those institutions, institutional churches, and so-called AD and Adamani government. It's not government. It's not civilized government. I must attack it so that you understand what I mean. To undermine, they use these evil things in on our territory to undermine our indigenous religious, governmental, the real government, the kingship governmental and kingship system. They undermine it. That's the reason why we are here today. We are left alive. Okay? If you understand this, you understand this. If you don't understand this, you're losing. And you want to serve the things that they have out there. This is the knowledge we're supposed to have into our gut. Okay? In our brain. And becoming more and more sober. Listen to this. The often deliberate flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes, the near extinction of the buffalo. They have to attack the food that we use because they are trying to kill us. And they are using different ways to kill us. Widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effect of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. Now, listen to me. If you don't get anything from what I'm saying, I'm sorry about that. These are extreme things that an African person would have to stop and decide whether or not they are going to follow church, believe all these things about Jesus that cannot be proven, and you only, it's pitiful. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I don't feel like going further, because what I am saying here is a fact. I have every fact to to further authenticate what I'm reading. These things, I didn't make them up. These are real professional researchers and reporters who wrote these things. It's here on the internet where you can actually, because I found this here, because there are so many things that we need to learn. And if we don't search, we won't find. I found this by just searching. And you can. I get these wonderful information by those who provided them and put them on the internet. You want to know? We have a lot of good reality posted on the internet for us to know. Yeah, really. Internet have some foolishness, but look, you know, it makes sense to understand the mighty amassing of information. We are to know that the internet has a lot of things that are not civilized things, of course, but it has a lot of civilized things that don't tangle up with uncivilized things. All right, it's just like, you know, we go into church and we think that church is a civilized thing. You know, because you're trying to say they have the Bible to tell you about God and Jesus and stuff like that. And you don't know to the depth of the context of those things and where it's really taking you, right? Well, this is what I'm trying to say now. The massive amount of information that the church is turning over, dishing out to people, we would have to understand the context of the church to know that you don't go to church. Like, know the difference between BC era and AD Anno Domini, which means in the era of Christ. Did Christ ever exist? No. No. I have, you know, all the resource anybody needs to know that foolishness exists in this world to such a degree if you don't dedicate yourself to reading. You won't know the context to blast church into the never, never when. Church is not a place to go. But you can find a lot of reason for church to exist. But you're off the context of what church is all about, why it was brought about, and by whom it was brought about. Otherwise, you will never get it why church is not a good place. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I pray the blessings of the Almighty, the God who look down on us and pity that we would learn the right thing and give our lives to that knowledge that they give to us. And I want to thank you and hope that you will be well and take good care of yourself, okay? So that's about what I want to, like, pass on to you. And let's hope that you are blessed by the word of knowledge that I have found irrefutable. So you take good care, and okay. Okay. And so, yes, I wish you all the blessings. I want you to, like, close off with Sam Cooke. A change's gonna come.
But I brother, and I say, brother, help me please.